If the Confederates fired their guns to prevent it, Jefferson Davis, not Lincoln, would be starting the war. Davis took the bait. Before the Federal Relief Fleet arrived, General Pierre G.T. Beauregard's forces unleashed their artillery on April 12th, and after 33 hours of bombardment, Anderson's exhausted garrison surrendered on April 13th. The war was on. On April 15th, Lincoln issued a proclamation calling on 75,000 state militiamen for 90 days of federal service. Galvanized by Fort Sumter's surrender, many Northerners were euphoric at the outbreak of hostilities, none more so than the men and women of Kingston, a town on the west bank of the Hudson River in Ulster County, 91 miles north of New York City. Anti-slavery sentiment ran strong in Kingston by 1855. Six militia companies had begun drilling and preparing for trouble, with the out-of-towners in their ranks filling up Kingston's four hotels or sleeping in encampments. Within days after the Fort Sumter attack, a mass meeting was convened at Kingston's County Courthouse on the west side of Wall Street. One by one, the local congressmen and officers of the 20th New York State Militia, also called the Ulster Guard, climbed onto a barrelhead at the top of the courthouse steps to deliver stirring speeches against the traitor hands and traitor hearts of the South. Among the officers caught up in the moment was Captain George Henry Sharp, who took his turn atop the barrelhead to implore the young men in the crowd to volunteer for 3 months of duty. Within 2 days, young Captain Sharp, who had hung a flag out of Kingston's old brick church to designate it as the recruiting station, had enlisted 248 men for his Company B. They were sent to the 20th Regiment's makeshift camps at Kingston and nearby Poughkeepsie, Rondout, and Athens.